Okay, I don't know if this will work, but here it goes. This is Autumn speaking, and she's starting a new podcast. I hope that you all enjoy this, and this is for preschoolers and up. I'm going to be reading Bella and the Fairy Ball by Mandy Staley. And you can follow too if you have the same book. Let's start. Bella Rabbit and her family lived high up on top of a hill. Nibble, nibble, hop, hop, every day was the same, until one summer afternoon, Bella was making daisy chains when she felt a sharp tug. The daisy chain stretched and bing! It broke and whisked away. Two tiny fairies with shimmering wings pulled it through the air. Stop! Bella cried. But they disappeared down a hole in the roots of an old oak tree. Bella tried to follow them, but she was too big. Who are you? She called down the hole. What are you doing? Bella jumped back. A group of tiny people had suddenly appeared in front of her. Rabbit, said one of our queen needs your daisy chain for a fairy ball in Fairyland. Fairyland, said Bella. I like to go to Fairyland, but I'm too big. If you give us your chain, we will sprinkle fairy dust on you, said a chorus of little voices. And the air filled with golden sparkles. Achoo! 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 Bella sneezed. She began shrinking and shrinking and shrinking until she was no bigger than an oak leaf. Happily, Bella ran into the hole after the fairies. Inside was it was dark, but soon she came to a door. Though it was Fairyland. Hurry, said the fairies. It's time to put on our best clothes and welcome the queen. Bella looked sad. What are you going to wear? What was she going to wear? Don't worry, said the fairies, giggling. Just close your eyes. Bella stood still. She could feel something soft and light, smell like a flower slipping over her ears. It was the prettiest little fairy dress trimmed in thistle down. Just then, a bossy elf announced, "Make way for the Majesty Queen!" Her Majesty Queen Tatiana, the Fairy Queen, had arrived. She was riding a carriage made of yellow rose petals, dragged by a yellow bird and the rhinos were Bella's daisy chains. Welcome, little rabbit. Thank you for the beautiful reins, said the queen, smiling. She held out a tiny bracelet. This is for you. It will grant you one wish. Use it well. The young elves served a delicious fairy feast. Afterward, everyone danced, especially Bella. Do-ba-do. All too soon. It was time to go. We won't forget you, Bella, called the fairies, waving goodbye. Wait, squeaked Bella. I'm still small. Just then, before a cloud of fairy dust floated down, making Bella's nose twitch, achoo! Sneezed Bella. She grew bigger and bigger and bigger until she was the right size. in two hops and jump. And to jump Bella's home, she bounds to tell her family about all the fairies. "They're so small and pretty," she said. "Oh, I wish you could see them too." At Bella's words, the magic bracelet on her paw glowed, as she was sure it. She heard fairy laughter. Bella's brothers and sister couldn't believe their eyes. Fluttering above them were 100 of smiling fairies. "My wish came true," said Bella, gazing up at her new friends. And that's the end. I hope you enjoyed this experience, and I'll post again tomorrow. I post every day, and yeah. Bye.